Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KC, how are you, buddy?
Morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Oh, man. I mean, there's so much going on. There's so many things to talk to you about. I think we should start with Tibbs. And just the idea that they're at a point now where they're just kind of calling teams cold. You know, it's like, hey, what are you doing? How you been? What are you doing in the offseason? Can we talk to your coach? Can we interview your coach? How do those conversations work, KC? Is there like a formal process you go through? Is it all back channel? Do you know if you are the Bulls that they are interested in Billy Donovan, and if they were to get him, you would get this and this? Or is it more theoretical, listen, we got no interest in letting you interview him? I just wonder how you entice the team to allow you to interview your head coach, because they failed at every turn so far.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the Knicks have drawn a lot of heat for the way this coaching search is unfolding, but I personally don't really have that much of a problem with it. I mean, they're the New York Knicks. They're going after big names. They're swinging big. It's like asking the pretty girl out for the prom date, right? I mean, it's like, you know, all you can do is hear no, and that's what they're trying to do. I assume they'll move on to high big name unemployed coaching candidates next. They also could maybe circle back to some of these guys who said no, because I think sometimes there's some wiggle room. My sense is it's the process. If the person's happy in their position, then, you know, obviously, or the owner can just overrule and just say, no, that's not happening. But if the person wants to have some wiggle room, maybe it's a discussion internally within that organization. It seems like it's a messy process, but that's what happens when you fire a coach of Tom Thibodeau's stature. You're going to go after a big name to try to replace him.
If you're the Bulls and you are kind of stuck, but you are also looking for assets, you value Billy Donovan. I think, as I said earlier this morning, Casey, he is the brightest basketball mind in that building, in your organization. I also think that if you're the Bulls, you might consider a lot of different options. What are the pros and cons of them entertaining that possibility or conversation with the Knicks, and do you think they did at all?
I don't think initially they did, but that's why I said, I mean, things can maybe circle back. Because here's the thing, like, what I would say is with Billy, there's so much respect for Billy throughout the Bulls organization, from ownership down to management, all the way down through the organization. I put out a tweet yesterday that just the way he treats everybody kind of the same. I mean, he's just the same upbeat, positive personality to everybody he comes across. And so that's why he's so highly regarded within the organization. So the amount of respect that is held for Billy Donovan, you know, obviously they not only praise his coaching acumen, but also just how he operates on a daily basis and what that does for their franchise. So initially it was, you know, just a no from an ownership decision. You know, if the Knicks circle back and it's something that Billy's interested in, maybe they have another discussion, but I don't I expect, like I said before, I expect them to move on to bigger name unemployed candidates for now.
I'm just puzzled that they would fire a guy like Tibbs in the way they did without having a plan in place, right? I mean, I just thought Mike Malone's got to be the plan, and there, you know, there's a guy on the street available who's just left his job. I just thought it was fairly obvious, and a New Yorker, by the way. So it just seemed to make sense that they would do that, and then it turns out no, they just wanted to get rid of Tibbs. They just wanted to pay off his contract. It didn't make it. It just makes them look kind of stumbling and bumbling a little bit here.
The only thing that's surprising to me about the Tom Thibodeau firing is that it happened after a conference finals appearance. I can tell you there's a lot of chatter during the NBA combine about his future being in doubt. I don't want to say anything ill about Tom because I spent 5 years with him and have nothing but respect, obviously, for his success and his work ethic, et cetera. I can't tell you that, you know, if you look at the three stops, there's like a pattern to this. It seems like he's kind of the coach that has a personality that has a shelf life, and not so much with players, but just with kind of the impact he has on an organization. And that, you know, played out publicly here with his cold war between John Paxson and Gar Foreman. I can't speak, you know, too intimately about the Knicks situation because I'm not covering it on a daily basis. But that's my sense from afar and from some of the things that I've heard and been told about the situation. There's no denying his work ethic. There's no denying he's going to max out your team's success. There's no denying how much success he's achieved. But again, if you look at the pattern, it's pretty well established now. And that's not to speak ill on Tom. He's going to get another job in the NBA. He's a great coach. No one works harder than him. But the only part that was surprising to me was that it happened after a conference finals appearance.
Casey, with 2 weeks until the draft is rumor season, and you hear all of them, I'm curious what your favorite one is lately. And does the RJ Barrett kind of speculation do anything for you? Do you think that he's a guy the Bulls would be interested in because that would have to be part of a larger deal? I don't know where this is headed as they hold on to the 12th pick, and would they be moving up? Would they be moving back? I'm not quite sure. What are you hearing and what do you think?
I think, you know, a lot can happen, obviously, but I think that the Arturis Karnišvis that I heard at the end of the season is one who's prepared to add a 12th pick and focus on internal improvement and re-sign Josh Giddey and kind of move forward from there. I mean, I don't get the sense that the Bulls are in a big splash market this offseason. I could be wrong, and something could materialize that will prove me wrong. But as of right now, that's what the kind of the guys that I'm working under is. I just feel like that's what they're doing. They're going to try to do this slow. They're going to try to do this right, and they're going to try to do it with draft capital because they tried the other option where they cashed in draft capital and did quick fixes, and it worked for a little bit, and then it didn't, and then they are finally recovering from that. So. That's my sense. Again, things can change, but that's how I'm operating as we move closer to the draft.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating to look at it and what their opportunities are and who they take. I saw ESPN had another mock draft where they haven't taken a point guard, and it's just always interesting when you see sort of the redundancy sometimes at different positions. They have a lot of guards. I don't even know if they've made their mind up. Is it possible that you could move up in the draft by trading somebody? I mean, how? And I don't know how far that move would be, but are there teams that are locking in on players, or are there a lot of is there a lot of uncertainty as to what different teams might be willing to take in terms of moving down?
Yeah, my sense on the draft is I've heard, you know, from people I've talked to that there's tiers to this draft, like all drafts, and like after the top four, it you know, goes from five to maybe eight, and then it drops off again after eight. So I don't really get the sense that there'd be a lot of opportunity to move up because I think once it gets past eight, it's pretty interchangeable, and it's kind of beauty in the eye of the beholder. You know, as far as the guard situation, I've reported this before. They are not really going to get hung up on position. They are going to operate under best talent available. That said, they clearly would prefer to draft a front court player. They understand the imbalance of the roster. And I do think there'll be a good front court player available there. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out, but I'd expect them to be adding a front court player on the night of the June draft.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Casey, what, if anything, has surprised you so far about the NBA Finals?
Nothing. You know, our guy Cam Smith and myself on our podcast talked about how people were kind of sleeping on Indiana and this would be a competitive series. We did both take Oklahoma City, so I think if Indiana wins, I might be a little surprised. But I thought this was going to be a very, very tough series. I do think maybe the amount of turnovers SGA had last night kind of jumps out at me.
Yeah.
I mean, the pressure that Indiana plays with is just relentless. And really both teams, but obviously, Indiana had their will last night. There was a play, it might have been subtle, but to me it says a lot about who the Pacers are, where Obi Toppin had this emphatic tip slam last night, and like Nesmith is like right there and like doesn't even like acknowledge it or celebrate. He just like immediately sprints to the baseline to pick the guy up full court. It's like,
yeah,
they just keep coming at you. And I know Oklahoma City plays the same way, and that's why I think I knew this was going to be a great series, but man, they just Kevin Herter's tweeted about it a couple times during the playoffs about just how insane like the Pacers play for 48 minutes, the pace at which they play. It's impressive to watch, and I've always said Rick Carlisle to me is one of the long overlooked great coaches in this league. I know he has a championship, I know he's had accolades, but I don't think he quite frankly gets enough credit, and his ability to adapt to his personnel is really impressive. So it's been a fun series. I've enjoyed every game, every second of it.
The ratings aren't great. There has not been I think the first game was like the lowest rated final game in a long time. And I understand why that is, but I think it's been really good and really compelling stuff. And now that OKC kind of has their backs to the wall a little bit, they've been in this situation before. I think it's going to get even better. I mean, it's just been – he's a really good coach, and they got so much off their bench yesterday. I don't think I expected that.
Yeah, I mean, Toppin was great, Mathurin. I've always been a huge Mathurin fan. I mean, that's a guy who used to be a starter, and I think he's only going to get better. So, you know, you heard the argument, guys, going in, two small markets, lack of star power or whatever. I don't see it, man. Those are two great teams, obviously the two best teams in basketball this season. SGA's, you know, MVP, Halliburton's a lead star, Siakam's a bona fide star to me. So, I mean, I just like watching great basketball, and that's what we're seeing in this series.
Speaking of star power, we're having the annual conversation about who's interested in trading for Kevin Durant. The list of names was somewhat familiar, as Shams reported yesterday. I don't think the Bulls would be on the list of teams that have not been mentioned yet. Do they even have that conversation? Because it's something that probably fans and media discuss, but will they internally talk about it?
I mean, I think you obviously as a, I mean, there was somebody who said every, you know, every team in the league called the Bucks on Giannis, even though he's not available yet. I mean, I think it's, that's what GMs do, to pick up the phone and they talk to each other about trade possibilities. That said, there's no pathway to a Kevin Durant trade. And again, that's just not the sense I'm getting from the Bulls about how they're going to be team building right now. That's just not their approach. So it's fun to talk about and speculate, but it's not really grounded in much reality.
There's an RJ Barrett rumor out there. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, you guys have said that twice now, and I, to be honest, that's the first time hearing of it. So that's how much it's
just out there.
Me.
Yeah, noise.
You know, yeah. I don't. I again, I could be wrong, but I don't get the sense the Bulls are going to be making a big trade this offseason.
Right. Yeah. That's too bad. I mean, just like you like something different, but you have shattered dreams before with
but
us.
But your podcast is very good, Casey. You and Cam did a terrific job.
But you're also spot on. You know, you told us before the news conference exactly what would be said, and I remember thinking, well, they can't say that. And they said exactly what you said.
Exactly that.
So there you go.
I'm just a messenger, boys.
Do a good job. Thanks,
you're
Casey.
The best. Thanks, Casey.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.